Cause we gonna make it a little misty here tonight. This is DJ
Sadiq. Little game for all you dumb niggas. Not just the young niggas, but the dumb niggas. For your lady.
But now I take it all back. Cause you gave me all your pussy. And you even licked my balls.
Hey. Leave your number on the cabinet. I'll call it back.
Baby, I give you a call.
And I break you off, huh?
Stop
falling in love.
That day, baby. Just stay back and open your mouth.
Have never met a girl, huh? That I love enough.
I played the whole song, but they gonna cut us off, copyright some shit. Y'all know what it is, man. This is Not Relationship Goals Podcast. This is episode 113. It's your boy Chillin' Dylan. As always, I got Big K with me, my beautiful wife.
Hello.
Over here doing some, I don't know what she was over here doing.
That was the sound effects.
No, you was doing this before that. You was licking in the air and shit.
Oh, I was licking the balls. And then I'll open up my mouth.
Well, where was that this morning?
I was a little lazy.
Where was that this morning?
I gave you a little side action.
Yeah, you know, I had to put that on because we've been having a conversation just about, like, the whole men and women. Not necessarily just Drea and the young men, but just overall, like how that is, like how that can happen, why is it happen, who's at fault, who's wrong. Ain't nobody wrong, ain't nobody at fault. It's just, I look at it like the game is a game. The player's gonna change, but the game is gonna remain the same. Women gonna be snipers. They gonna get these niggas, whether they're young or old, they gonna get a nigga with some money. They gonna get it out of them somehow. The young niggas may be more of a target. Because, like you were saying, like, they don't have much knowledge about it. But dumb niggas is just dumb niggas. I'm here to just tell y'all. Dumb niggas is just dumb niggas. Period. Whether they old or young. I can give you examples of older niggas that didn't got caught up, but they just has, they had enough to sweep it under the rug. But you got a few niggas. Carmelo, D-Wade. There's many more niggas you can name. But it's like, whether you have money or you don't have money, dumb is dumb. You got niggas that in the hood, we'll just take it out of rich people shit. In the hood, you got the local hood rat. Somebody's gonna have a baby with this woman. Even though they knew, maybe they got, you know, they slipped up. Somebody's gonna have a baby with this woman. And not just that, someone is gonna wife this woman, knowing that she's been with the whole neighborhood. That's just what it is. Some niggas like that type of shit. I don't know what it is, but I feel like young or old, dumb is dumb.
Okay.
Like, but we can get into more of it. But what do you feel about that? I know you were saying something else.
I just think everybody gotta be accountable for themselves, and I think you took the man's perspective, so I think the woman's, and no, like the Drea or any other woman. But I'm just saying, if that was my son, I would not be none too plussed. And I don't think that she would either if it was, I'll give an example. Like, if it was her son, and I said, like, you say somebody like Bernice Burgos came out and said she was pregnant with Drea's son, you would not be happy about that. That's my point. So
I don't know, Bernice got a bag. She was on her shit.
I don't give a fuck. It's not, I know one's talking about money. I'm talking about just the life that you hope for your children to live. just maps out a little different stuff. Yeah.
But that's the thing. You can raise your children up.
I'm not saying.
You can
guide them. That's not, I'm not talking about raising. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying if it was your child, you wouldn't be happy about it either. You wouldn't be like, oh, it was cool. That's all I'm saying. It wouldn't be.
I'm talking about
her as a woman. If it's your son, you're not happy. I feel like whenever it comes to women, it's always different. You know, oh, it's the girls, you know. But I feel like the same thing for young men. If it was my son, I wouldn't be pleased. No shade to you. I'm just saying I wouldn't be happy. I would be very upset with you. You know, you were a very grown woman.
But people, like, why can't these people just be left alone? Like, let them do what they do. I don't know if they're together.
I said no shade to them. But I'm just saying, if it was my kid, if he was my son, I'm not talking about what Amos thinks. I'm talking about, like, his mom.
But what if your son was happy, though?
I'm sure you think you happy. You're 22. Everything makes
you
happy.
No, he's telling you. He's happy.
Yeah, I know. You're 22. I know. I know.
I'm happy.
I know. You're 22. So, I know.
It's shit on my happiness, right?
No, it's just that I'm old enough to know better.
Okay, yeah. So, I could bring... But your same son that's 21, 22 could bring a girl his age around and you could still be like, oh, no, she here for the money.
Not even that. First off, I wouldn't want my kid to have a kid. I wouldn't want my kid to be having a kid that young. I wouldn't. I don't want you to have that kind of commitment at that age. That's not something I will hold.
But why is that? But what does that have to do with Drea? Like, why are people getting on Drea?
Well,
when Drea is just a grown woman doing what she wants to do.
It's the age difference in that. It's that you have 18 years on my son as well. So it's also like, you wouldn't hope this for your kid either. Like, why would, you know what I'm saying? Why would you put a baby on my son like that? And I'm not trying to say it in a bad way that it's offensive to her. I feel like she's probably dealing with a lot of things, with a lot of social media and people coming out her. So God bless you and God bless your family. Honestly, I'm not trying to get at you, but I'm just saying, if it was my kid, how I would feel, how I would react, I would not be happy. I wouldn't.
If
my son came home and told me that he was having a baby with a woman that was exactly my age, get the fuck out of here. I'm liable to with this bitch ass.
Y'all got something in common. Y'all can have conversations. But I feel like people got to understand, like, when you grown, like, when you get of age, ain't nothing you can do. Like, your kids are going to do what they do.
That's not what I'm saying. You're talking about something completely different from what I'm talking about.
Just leave it there. Just leave it be. I don't like that people is getting on Drea.
I'm not getting her.
I'm not saying that you are. I just don't like that people.
I'm making
are
a very
like,
general statement.
Like, these are two grown human beings.
Doesn't matter. You live your life publicly, people are going to have something to say. That's just how it is. It goes this way for everybody who lives their life in the public. It's fine. We're taking all the good. Take the good with the bad. You have to take the good with the bad. I'm sorry. That's just unfortunately how it goes.
Yeah, but why nobody feel bad for the older nigga that get done and get his money taken by like a young woman or something?
I feel very sorry for Robert De Niro for having a kid at this age. Actually, I feel bad for the baby.
But it's like, people, I don't know.
Al Pacino, too.
I just think, yeah, what did she do something like, let's say, like, target him or something? I can't say that. I can't say that she got with him
I don't want to do the nastiness, so I don't really want to do that. But I said what I said. I'm going to stand on exactly what I said. That's my point. I'm standing on that. I said what I said. I mean exactly what I said.
I think everybody should just leave them the fuck alone.
She feels like she's at the bottom of like a pile of human bodies. So I do feel for her. And the reason I really don't want to do that, I feel like it is nasty what's happening. A lot of people are speaking on her. You don't like that. You feel like this whole shit that grown men are speaking on her, which I can agree.
Yeah. I want you to bring that out too. Like, the men, I've been saying the shit for how long? But men are just slowly turning into women and trying to justify, like, oh, the women do it. Stop. That's not a justification for the whole shit you niggas is doing. Like, all this, oh, I was with her too, and like putting your name out there. Like,
Gilbert Arenas and Nick Young having this conversation.
That and oh boy, I forget the name from Power.
London Brown.
From 50s show, Kanan. Yeah. Can you cue that up? I want you to.
But I do want to say that I do. Her mental state, I'm where I do.
Yeah, she's pregnant. Like,
yeah,
come
exactly.
On.
So I don't want to. I don't think that the world should be.
It's a blessing. Babies are a blessing.
Also, bitch, put the internet down. At the same time, like, why are you looking at all these comments? What people are saying? Put the fucking internet down. People say a lot of negative shit about you. Don't tune the fuck in.
Congratulations. Congratulations. So, I ain't mad at it, man. I just feel like the young guys, just men and period. Like, just be weary. Like, if that's your vibe, if that's what you do, because it's something, like I said, somebody's going to wife the neighborhood hood rat. So, I'm not saying that's her. I'm just saying there's somebody for everybody. And this is how it goes sometimes. So, like, maybe he, you know, I don't know their business. Maybe he really likes her. Maybe they want to be together. I don't know. I don't give a shit anyway how it go. But this is the type of shit I hate right here. Please play this.
So, NBA player had the kid by him, or is having him. She had him or had him. Got the kid by him. Bro, she's passed goods. Passed around goods. So you think you're the guy because you got a pretty woman and she's pregnant. You don't know. Oh, you got to the party late. You don't know. She done top all of us off. But congratulations on the newborn. 22-year-old.
Nasty. That's nasty work.
So that's what I thought. Listen, because he said you got to the party late. So I'm thinking he's just speaking in like a general sense.
You heard
he's
that.
Not, he's not speaking literally. You got to the party
late.
Yes, he late.
Is.
Oh, he topped us all off.
If I say us, there's no other way to interpret us. Us includes me. No. If I say I feel like he didn't use any of those words.
He don't have to use those words to be speaking in general. People use in general. Nigga, we talking about black people. I'm talking about us. All of us. If you come for all of any of us, you coming for all of us. I don't mean all. I don't that mean term, all of us.
That nigga lied on his dick. Period. Point blank.
So that's honestly nasty.
Like if you wanna give game to the young man, give him some game. But that, like, saying, oh, she did X, Y, Z and did all... Nigga, he probably know that already. But give me some game about how to move in a room full of vultures. Because these women...
I don't agree with her addressing him, even coming out to be like, oh, he's lying. He's saying us. I never met him. Who gives a fuck? Like, why do you care? Like, that makes it feel... like, and here's why. Because
that's nasty.
No, I know.
That's nasty.
All of it's nasty, though, right? But you're taking time out to address this. So you know what it means? It seems like when everybody else is saying stuff, they fuck you and all stuff. That is true. Don't address any of it. Or address all of it.
Nah, if a nigga ain't hit, you got to address that shit. Dre, if a nigga ain't hit or got some top, you got to address that shit. Stand on business. Stand on business. That's what we doing. We standing on business. I don't like that shit is nasty. It's like, even if you did get some top from her, why are you saying it, like, to the internet? Like, who, like... why are you bragging that you fucked this woman? It's like you see a nigga with a chick and you're like, oh man, I used to fuck on her. Congratulations. Like, it's one thing to think it in your head and then to say it. And another thing to say it, like, out loud. Like, if like, all right, walk somewhere, your ex-boyfriend near, we come in. And they're like, oh yeah, he's telling all his friends that's around. Oh, that used to be my old bitch right there. Congratulations, nigga.
I've had a nigga lie about fucking me.
But I'm not even saying lying. I'm saying the nigga could be telling the truth. So what you did? Who cares? Like, at this point in time, she has moved on from you. She gave you some top or whatever. She's gone. She's on to another nigga. And she pregnant. And maybe they happy. I don't know. I don't know they business. But I'm just saying, like, that's nasty for niggas to do. They're like...
I just think all this is beyond even the point.
Men, we got to do better as men. Like I said, we got to nip this in the bud. Every nigga ain't the same. You got dumb niggas. You got these weirdo niggas. You got regular niggas. Like, we got to start categorizing this shit. Because I don't want to be included in the likes of these type of niggas. Like, that's nasty work. Like, I don't know if you can find it. But also... Gilbert Arenas and Nick Young was like on live or something and they were talking. And Gilbert Arenas didn't really say much, but it was more so Nick Young like telling the story about when he first got an NBA and Gilbert Arenas was in the backseat getting some head. He kept saying,
why are you reiterating though? If you think it's so corny that you said it, why would you even?
Because we're talking, the people don't know that. Like, okay. They may not know that. Okay. So what are you talking about? Do we not have to explain what's going on? No.
Yes. You could have just said they said some nasty shit about her. They said some whole shit like this.
And then the people going to be left to assume. Like, because everybody knows what happened. Everybody, can I explain it or no?
Okay.
Like, can I explain it or no?
I just feel like we spent a lot of time on the Drayda thing. And Jay, we already said we don't really going to get too much into it.
All right, next.
I'm just saying about it. We said this whole shit. We know it's whole shit. Fuck, we got a lot of shit to get on.
Okay, what's next?
You want to do a topic or you want to do a hot top?
I don't care.
Okay.
You take us there. Since you want us to leave that, take us there.
Okay, Portia Williams and Simon Gwabadier are... This divorce is starting to look like it's getting nasty. And I thought he's doing the same kind of whole shit that you were speaking on, like just the men. So, of course, we know they split. And then he's had some mixed messages put up, like, recently. Now, we know that I think they announced their split a few weeks ago, maybe like a month ago or so. Who knows how long they've really actually been broken up? I don't know. But now he's posting pictures to his Instagram of like another woman he's been with. Like he posted a picture of like her body. It's like so fucking corny. It is. It's corny. Then he's like, yacht life, one life to live, gotta live it. And he's like, posted up with this girl. And it's just weird. It is corny. It's weird. And then at the same time, he's also putting up like these weird ass messages. Like he said something about her mind being controlled. He said, whoever told Portia, like, basically, like, she didn't leave on her own. She was told or instructed to leave. And whoever told her to leave now owns her emotional state or something like that. Is responsible for her emotional. You own her emotional state, you dumbass. I don't even know what that means. I just think, what are you doing as a man? Like, what are you doing? Move on. Like, leave, like, stop doing all this shit. So then she even posted something like, if you keep telling your lies, I will start speaking my truth. And then he commented, can't wait with popcorn.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. This women business.
It's corny.
This women business. Not only my business.
He posted it on there, and then he posted it. They picked up her that post on Shade Room. He went to Shade Room and posted that. Like, oh, can't wait. It's just like, okay. The topic you don't hear about? Yeah, say that.
I mean, I don't know how this made the cut.
This is, women like this Real Housewives.
I ain't stopping you because women listen. So
this is adding. This is all a part of the rollout for Real Housewives of Atlanta and her comeback. So now they're really beefing up this shit between her and the soon to be ex husband. So this is gonna be a part of the show. We know it. NeNe Leakes has now come out and said Portia Williams went to a production crew. She didn't say which production crew, and basically blocked her. So I feel like she's also hinting that she could have came back to the Real Housewives. I want you to come back to next Real Housewives. Season. Yeah. And they're coming back. Their season is coming up. So they really getting this good rollout is coming. They know what they're doing here.
They definitely do.
Chris Brown is out here reminding us yet again that he is that nigga and he doesn't give a fuck about what anybody thinks and that he deserves his fucking respect. He said, there will never be another Chris Brown. Don't wait till I'm gone to realize that. This nigga's not playing. And they remember before that, what did he say? I see it came out before that saying, like, he don't give a fuck about none of this industry shit. He is not to be, that's what he said. I don't want to be accepted from none of the mainstream media and fake celebrities. I am king in my own lane. Your faith ain't got shit on me and they know it. Ain't finna tap dance for approval. You will beg forgiveness of me. That I do know. Chris Brown is the definition of standard on business because he's been talking like this for a minute. He don't
give it's just fucked up. I mean, it's a tragic situation what happened. You know, God bless Rihanna. Like, but that shit will never, like, it's affected his career so much that Chris Brown is so big, but he should be way bigger. Like, Chris Brown should be, like Michael Jackson level, in my opinion. Like...
He was, but you think he's older.
Before the Rihanna thing, what happened with Rihanna. But after that shit is just, it's like you... You can never make a mistake in today's world because people will never forget that shit. Like, especially being a black man, like, you make one wrong mistake, like, yeah, he was wrong. He should have never put his hands on that woman at all. Should never put your hands on a woman, period. As a man, I don't give a fuck. She hit you, whatever. Walk away, run away. Jonathan Majors, run, nigga. Run.
But you don't think that Chris Brown had any success after the reality?
He's had success, but not the success he should have had. Okay. Like, Chris Brown, in my opinion... Chris Brown should be like Michael, like how you have like a Drake in rap. Mm. Like that should be Chris Brown.
I feel like he is that counterpart though.
No, was. I'm talking about even the money, the accolades, like everything. Like Chris Brown should be.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I can should agree be that. On that level. That.
Like
maybe it's just that's my personal opinion of him that he is that, and maybe that's not the word.
Yeah. That's my personal opinion. Yeah, of course. We know like Chris Brown really like that. But I'm just saying, like, he hasn't got his just due because of that situation. It was fucked up. But it's like, damn, like, can a nigga ever grow? Can a nigga, like, learn from his mistakes and move forward? I mean, yeah, it was something bad that happened, but damn, like, it's like, it's just like something I've been wanting to talk about too. It's like, black men, I've been hearing this a lot lately, and it's like, black men don't know what it feels like to be loved for just being themselves. Like, we have to provide something, whether monetarily, physically, something. Like, we have to give something. We can't just be here. Okay, like, it could be like, I could just, it could be.
Hold on, let me expound upon that, because I want to ask, because I also feel like, I want to be clear on how this is
coming. Most, I should say most, not all black men, not
but
all
also,
black men.
But also, I want to be clear. I don't want to, I was going to say, I feel like this is untrue, but I don't want to negate the feelings of a black man. So let me not say it that way. But I just want to be clear that I feel like you mean publicly, like to the world, not to like your community, like who knows you, because I feel like that's unfair to say to the people who know.
I would say more
black
so
men, because the people who personally know, mostly like black men, I feel like for most men, you do feel loved and you feel appreciated for just being you by the people that you really know. I feel like that's an, I want to say that's from the world, right?
I think they were speaking more so of like women and children.
Who's they?
I can't remember who was saying, but I've heard it from a few people. But I think they were speaking more so on the lines of like women and children. That, you know, I
mean, nobody feels appreciated by their kids, mom or dad.
But I'm just saying, like women wise, it's like
ungrateful. They don't care.
It's like women, like being with a woman. Like sometimes men don't know what it's like just to be loved just for them. Like you got to provide something. And like I said, it don't have to be monetary.
But sometimes isn't that on you for also, if you're coming in, because sometimes who you're with is a reflection of who you are too, though. If you're coming in as like trying to be that person, like I'm going to do this in XYZ for you, you also...
Because that's all we know.
Yeah, but also isn't that your fault too, though? Like it's your fault too, because you're also coming at me a certain way. Like you're coming into this thing saying, I want to be this kind of person for you. Like I want to be that. Instead of just saying that I want to be loved, or showing that you just want to be loved for who you are. You're trying to be loved for this and for that. If you present that way, you're going to be loved that way too. If that makes sense.
I could hear what you're saying. But also, like I said, it don't have to be monetary. Like I could just be giving some good dick. And that's just what I'm loved for. Like, but if I ain't dropping this motherfucker off all the time, then it's a problem. Like it's just
why
something
are you presenting
like,
that, but you're also presenting that way.
No, because that's just
you're presenting as a dick slinger.
No, I
just kind of you are. I'm just saying, kind of.
I just came. I just came to throw some shit, and
yeah,
that was it.
But when I first met you, I didn't know you were just slinging good dick. You had to present yourself that way to me. It's kind of what I'm saying. Or if I presented that's what I want, and you presented like that's what you can provide for me. That's also
what you fell in love
but
with.
But that's what you have to be accountable for that too.
But you didn't fall in love like before.
She's not wrong. The women are wrong, but you also have to be accountable for that to yourself, because you played a part in that.
But it's like going into the world, like, you know, like we always constantly got to give something, like we got to take care of somebody in some type of way, like take care of people. And not to say I'm saying most black men, not most, but some black men, I should say some.
Y'all need to blame the white man for that shit, putting that burden on y'all like that.
But it is, but it's
no men.
It is just one of those things. It's like, we can't do no wrong. Like, we were talking about, like, Chris Brown. Like, he made a mistake. How many? Like, I don't remember how long ago that. It had to be over 10 years, right? Or more?
It's way longer.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in this man's career, like, this
10 man, years ago, 2014.
Like, he had I didn't know. You don't have to post. But he was saying, like, even just, like, his talent level. Like, he was, like, motherfuckers talking. We was having that conversation about with Cordero about like the songwriters and shit talking about the artists getting they part of their publishing. But it's like Chris Brown said that shit, like, yeah, you can write it, but who gonna sing it like me? Who gonna perform that shit like me? So that's why I was saying, like, if the motherfucking songwriters,
nobody in the industry is getting their just due. We can't afford to be giving you money I don't fucking have. Let's just be clear.
And that's what I'm saying. But if I'm just getting part of your publishers, because yeah, you wrote the song, but who gonna really put that sauce on it like me? And he had a good example. It was a song that actually came out. It was Usher, 2 Chainz, and Lil Wayne, I think. I think it was called like You So Hungry. I don't know the name of the song, but I could hear it in my head right now. And they played Usher's version, the version that came out. But I guess Chris Brown had got the song. Something happened with the song where they took Chris Brown off. And he played him singing the same shit Usher just, and you know how I feel about Usher. Usher is my GOAT. Like, not GOAT, he my GOAT, because I can't, the other nigga, I can't even say his name. But Usher, he one of them. Like, he really one of them. And when I say Nigga, I'm like, why the fuck they got Usher on this song? Because Chris Brown, when I wish you could pull it up, because I wish I had my phone. Like, I would pull this shit up. But when I say, like, if you hear that shit, this nigga sounds beautiful. Like, like that shit, like Usher did it justice. Like, if I would have never heard Chris Brown, I would have been like, oh, yeah, that shit was fire.
Okay.
But, like, please try to find this right now, if you can. Because I want the people to hear, like, this nigga, he smoked it. Like, I swear I wish I had my phone. Like, I'm going to have to give me another phone. Because your ass don't never pull up shit.
No, you don't
having a phone for no reason.
You know why? Because when I ask you to rewind shows, you don't never want to rewind shows for me.
But shout out to Chris Brown, man. I really pray he eventually gets his just due. But I don't know. I don't know if it'll come. Shout out to all black men. You are loved, even if you don't know.
But I feel like it's hard for people to recover just in general from the industry. Like, I'm not trying to say anything about black. This not being true for black men. Because I do believe that there's a lot going on with black men. But I just don't want to make it an industry example because that's not fair. Because I feel like we can go over so many examples with that. Like, with
I wasn't speaking about that. I was just saying, like, just in general, like, just black men. Yeah, shout out to Chris Brown, but that shit, he smoked that shit. That nigga, I wish I could play that shit. Speaking about it, I was thinking about
Transparency?
Transparency. That's the name of the song, Transparency. That's exactly the name of the song. You found it or no? It's fine.
Okay. I guess this is it.
It's fine.
TikTok.
I think he was on Drink Champs talking about it and he played it. But it's fine, You ain't got it. It's okay. I was gonna say, let's talk about. I was thinking about it. If you break up, let's say just not a marriage, because we know marriage, you got to go through divorce and through, you know, really split your shit, but just a relationship. You in a relationship, let's say y'all live together, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got, and no kids, just y'all live together. Maybe y'all got a dog, y'all got a place, y'all both on the lease, but. Y'all break up. How do we determine who gets what?
We need a breakup decree. And you know, so
like a prenup.
No, not a prenup. It's like a divorce decree. So whenever you divorce, you go to court for, right? We're deciding how to split our assets. Like, and generally for.
So who's the mediator? People goes,
the courts.
So motherfuckers who ain't married should go to court.
This is what I'm saying. Because so we go, and usually for both people, like, we're splitting debts. We're deciding, like, how to pay for this, you know. So yeah, we need a breakup decree. We both pay for this couch, sell it, we get half. Or you keep it, I keep this, you know. So we need a divorce, we need a breakup decree.
But
so
we know it's not decree. That easy. Like, most breakups are, like, super, you know, like, it's hard. Like, so how in a regular relationship do we even get to a decree? Like, because we know if you're married, you have to go through the courts to separate and, like, to get divorced. Like, it's paperwork. But in a relationship, it's not. So how do we separate?
Like, with common law, we're going through them courts.
Yeah, common law. But I'm just saying, like, all right, we got a dog. Who get the dog?
People go to court for this kind of shit all the time. It's called civil court, okay? I pay for the motherfucking dog. He want to keep the fucking dog. He keep the dog, but pay me for it.
All right, who get the apartment? Who get to stay in the apartment?
Pay me.
But that's so tough. I was just thinking about it. I'm like, how do you, like...
Pay me and I'll leave.
It's so contentious in those situations.
Well, I'm staying. We're on a lease. I'm staying.
Well, yeah, we just gonna be roommates.
Well, they have... Or you can't... Here's the thing, though. You can leave a lease. I've seen people leave, and then, because they split, and try to sue the other person, but it's called a...
Extenuating circumstances?
No. Damn, I can't think about the time of it. It's gonna come to me later. But it's when this was because it was a bad or chaotic situation, it was best for us to split. And so I don't have to pay you for leaving because this was the best decision for both of us. It would have gotten violent or something. Yeah, for me being in here.
Can leave me with a lease.
Yeah.
You can just leave me and 100%. Even though I rely on you, we was going half and half.
100%.
That's bullshit. But I think, you said a breakup decree. That's cool. But I think also these things should be talked about during the relationship.
For sure.
It's like how, because you don't want to, I mean, but I always feel like it's a bad thing too to kind of put that like negativity into the air. It's like you're already thinking about the end.
Yeah. But it should be said. We're responsible adults. We've been through this shit before. I saw an article about, it's a couple, a male couple living together. They have a kid. And it, well, one of the guys already had a kid. And he said, the guy said that he'd been with his boyfriend for some years now. And he, I want to say like 10 years maybe, because when he first got there, I think that his boyfriend's son was 2. And they're married now, but his boyfriend already had a home. He bought the home prior to him moving in. Mm-hmm. So now they're looking to move and get a different house together. And the husband stands to make, I want to say, like $200,000 off of the sale of the home. And so now the other mm-hmm. one is thinking, should I be getting something? He's like, I don't want to make a big deal of my relationship, so I'm coming in the end of it to ask, should I be getting something? Should I feel like I'm entitled to something from the sale of this home? Because I've been living here and helping to cook and clean it for years and helping to pay the bills. I've paid rent to him, helped to raise his son, and I feel like I should be getting something, but I want to know first, like, is that right for me to think? I don't think so. You don't pay rent anywhere you fucking stay. And they worked out
it's a split. I look at marriage differently. I look at it as a partnership. Not everybody does. So apparently they don't either. Because if they're selling the house, they're about to buy another house. I'm assuming most of that money is going to go towards this new house.
Yeah.
So, which means you are getting something out of it.
Right. And he said they discussed a split for their household, 52-48. I think that works. He said that's an agreement that works for them.
Super specific.
He said exactly that. It's based on what they make, and the other one.
I mean, that's fine.
That is very specific. Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like that's wrong, because like, if you, and usually it's okay, you with a chick. If your chick make less than you, you can't expect her to pay half. You know, help with something. Maybe you could pay the utilities. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you can't afford to pay half of the rent mm-hmm. and utilities. You know what I'm saying? Help me out with the utilities. Something like, how can we go back to Cardi B? Like,
I was going, I'm pulling that story up right now.
Like she was saying it, but I heard, yeah, like go ahead, pull up. Yeah, and then we
I got a message for y'all from Cardi. All right,
so this is what I believe in, right? Like,
me
it's
too.
Like, if you're gonna be the type of bitch that like a nigga, you want a nigga to take care of you and everything, but it's like, all right, you have to like pick a balance. Like, it's like, you cannot just be a bitch that's like, oh, my man take care of me, he does it the best, but it's like, what do you do? What are you contributing? Like, it's like, all right, like, you can't be complaining, like, oh, I cook, I clean every day. It's like, okay, but you don't work. You don't contribute to the house. So I just feel like it's like, so, and like, sometimes people be like, oh, so this is like really controversial, right?
Okay.
I feel like it's very controversial when like, be like, oh, I don't go 50-50, but it's like, all right. So if you and your man make the same amount of money, right? But only your man is the one that paying all the bills. How y'all ever gonna save up to like buy a house or buy a business? Cause he's never gonna be able to afford to. So it's like certain things is like a joint thing to do. You know what I'm saying?
I got a message.
It's like a work together. But I just be feeling like sometimes people, like the internet really be having people fucked up from like real reality type shit. So it's like, all right, so your mom and dad used to work every single day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your mom and dad used to work every single day so your mom could save her money and, well, buy purses and your dad just pay the bills. That's not how it works. Isn't it? Your mom was in the house cooking and cleaning every day. Your dad was working, or they was both working to pay both the bills. Like, y'all be acting like y'all don't know what the fuck that is like no mm-hmm. more. Like, come on.
But, your mom money was your dad money, and your dad money was your mom money.
I agree, but I also feel like this is the one time I'm not going to blame the internet. I usually blame the internet for everything, but this has been a thing with women for a long time. Before the internet, women have wanted to just be taken care of. This one I'm not going to put on social media.
No.
But I typically do.
No, what she's saying, this is different. This is
She's saying the mindset of like...
Yeah, how just, the girls... Like,
yeah, I'm not going to put that just on the internet.
No,
I always put everything
on. No, because I want to say, no. It is a thing that women, there are such things as housewives, right? But these women are taking care of you. They take care of the house, take care of children. What she's saying, this isn't a newer thing where these women don't even... These women talking about the man should be doing all this, but you don't even know what the fuck you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
You have no clue what your role is in this shit. And that, I do feel, is valid. That
I
is
got
new.
Another, there's a guy. I don't know his name, but go to the DM, NRG. I don't know this guy, but he was speaking something along the same lines. But he had a good point, too, of like...
I'm gonna go to it. You finish what you say?
Yeah. No. Go ahead. Yeah, I want to hear.
When men were paying all the bills back in the days, right? It wasn't because they wanted to. It was because they had to. They were the only ones that could work. Women mm-hmm. couldn't work back then. Women didn't have rights, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So they had to stay at home with the kids. That's why the man was paying all the bills. It made sense. It's logic. But when you choose somebody that you say, hey, man, this is who I want to do life with, it ought to be a partnership.
Hello, partnership.
It ought to be a partnership. For y'all that don't understand partnership, 50-50. Everything is 50-50. Y'all acquire all the responsibilities financially, when it comes to the household chores, when it comes to the kids, everything y'all do together. Y'all share the same responsibility. That's how it, it should be.
Kinsley, close that
up. You hear these folks talking about, hey, a man should pay all the bills, a man should... Man, do you know what type of society we live in? The majority of the men that get up and go work 40-plus hours a week cannot afford to pay all the bills and still have money to save so y'all can get in a better situation. So y'all can invest. They can't.
Work more hours a day.
Inflation is too high. Fellas, any woman that can sit there...
Yeah, anyone that sits there, why'd you struggle?
To pay all the bills and don't help you, she don't give a fuck about you.
Nope.
A real woman is not finna sit there and watch her man struggle.
A real woman.
A real woman ain't finna sit there and really let a man take care of her, even if that's her husband. She wants to go out and go, get her own bread. Shit.
And you do. You
get
like
what
that.
I'm saying? She wants her own.
Mm-mm. Yes, it's true. Mm-hmm. All right, come on. He was preaching that gospel.
First off, I'm not gonna just sit up here and watch you struggle. I'm gonna rub your back. I'm gonna rub your feet.
That's what he's saying. He's saying they not even getting that. He's saying they not even getting that. Do that.
I do agree. It's funny. I'm making jokes, but I do agree.
I do believe in a real woman, like you said, like you gonna want to go get your own shit regardless. Like even if I am providing everything. So it helped. It's like, okay, what are our goals? And that's why I think like people get married for the wrong reasons. Because it's like, you get married to build. Like, are we trying to get a house, build a family? What are we doing? Like, are we just getting married just for the sake of getting married? Just to look, to have a look? It's like, no, it's a partnership. So how can we both help each other get to where we're trying to get to? To build a family, to mm-hmm. buy the house that we want to live in or mm-hmm. whatever it is, or rent or whatever. I'm not saying you got to buy some shit. You want to rent some shit. But how the fuck can we afford the nice shit that you want to go live in if I'm just the only one paying the shit?
You need to get another job.
The cars you want to drive in. Like, yeah.
You need to work 4 hours.
Work 4 hours for sure. I get it because honestly, like, I can't wait till the day where I could just be like, okay, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Shit, I can't wait for that day either.
But until then, shit, I need your, as a partner, I need your help. Mm. Like, I need your help. I'm not afraid to ask for your help. Like, shit, we've got as far as we got in because we've helped each other.
50-50, motherfucker.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, no, I do agree. Let me stop playing around. 100%. I do believe that women, you have to be active participants in your relationship, in your life, in your marriage, in whatever your goals are. Whatever your goals are, you need to actively
being be a bad participating bitch ain't in enough, that. Ain't enough.
Yeah, I can say what I say.
Being
earlier,
pretty ain't
being
enough.
Being pretty is not it's not transactionable for as long as you think it is. Yeah. It's not.
Ain't enough.
And again, like you said, we got shit we're really trying to accomplish. And how can we do that if I'm just relying upon? If we're just relying upon just you to do that, even if we get there, you're just so stressed, you don't even have time for me. And it just, mm-hmm. it creates all these other issues, right? Because then you've had to do all of these things by yourself. It's going to create some sort of separation at some point. So it's like, help us.
I see some of the women doing, like, I see, like, even like some of these women we talking about, like, I don't follow Drea, so I don't really know what she got going on. But I'm assuming she got some businesses and she doing some shit. I'm assuming. But like, I see like a Bernice, like she's selling shit. You look at it like a young Miami. She was with Diddy. She could have just tucked it in and be like, this nigga's a billionaire. I ain't got to do shit. But she's still out here selling cards and merch. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
she all sell cars?
Like she, cards. Like she got like a card game or some shit.
Oh, I'm like, what are you?
Yeah, she got like a card. But like she's like, they selling shit. They sell like, they're using their like they prettiness.
I'm
or
using
bad
my name.
Bitch.
I'm using
yeah.
my name.
Your name
to
get some money.
Further.
Like you ain't just relying on your famous rich boyfriend or whatever y'all title is or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to get my own.
Trying to get your own. Like, and that's cool. Like, at least that way, even if I am paying everything, you ain't got to always look at me like, yeah, I need something. Like, nobody like no begging ass bitch.
Yeah, and it's important for you to just be able to have something for yourself, too.
Yeah,
it is. Fact, you don't want to ask for everything that you need.
Yeah. I want to talk about this. And I'm too this old is a... I hate to generalize this because I don't like to put this on black women, but I've been hearing this a lot lately about like black women raising the men they despise. Like y'all, like, you know what I'm saying? We know the men y'all despise. Y'all hate the niggas that ain't getting no money, lazy, ain't doing shit. Always want to trying to live off of a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like all of these different things, like all not being faithful, having multiple women.
Where
you
daddy
know what
at? Why I have to raise him alone? Where daddy at?
Okay. Okay. But and this is why, yes, it's the dad is the fault as well, because if he not involved, he definitely part of the fault. But it's just so like it's like, okay, you have a lot of single black mothers that are raising raising young men to become men.
Well,
and
the first thing is, a woman can't make a man a man. We don't. That's not our lane. That's not our field. We're very lost there. After a certain age, a certain point.
But you know what you don't like in a man. You know what you don't like in a man.
Right.
So why are you not trying to raise your? I know it's hard. You can't raise a man. We get that.
Sometimes you think that black mothers raise or treat their sons how they treat their men. Because I don't know how to raise a man. I can show you how a woman should treat a man, right? But then that in turn makes you think that now you have the belief that your woman should be like your mom. No, nigga. Your woman is to be your woman.
Yes, you can.
But it's confusing.
Because you can
that.
No, it's not. Because you can also talk when you doing all this shit, you can teach, you can break it down and say, hey, I'm doing XYZ because of XYZ. But XYZ, it's like the same thing as like if you all right, somebody was saying, I forgot who was saying, it was like, you gotta show, like you said, you show them, even though you can't teach a man how to be a man, teach him how to treat a woman.
Right.
Okay, this is what you gotta do, X, Y, Z. But a lot of times they don't do that. They just baby the boys. They baby them, they give them everything they want. And then what do you think you're raising? You're going to raise the same nigga that you despise, that you talking shit about. Oh, I hate these type of niggas.
I don't think it's intentional, but also.
It's not intentional. I'm not saying it's intentional, but it's happening. Like, and I don't know if they're looking at that or anything, but it's like, you can't be mad at these niggas out here.
I don't think that's fair. I feel like a lot of parents, mothers, single parents, overcompensate. And it's intentional and unintentional.
It's unintentional.
You don't know any better. You're just trying to give your child the best of, and and it sucks because you're stuck having to be the mother and the father, and you really only know how to play one role.
And this shit,
I don't think it's fair.
But even coming from a two-parent household, that shit could happen. Like, it don't always mean like it's just a black woman. Like I said, like the men, like you got some men that ain't raising, but we were talking about black women.
Yeah, but if there's a man in the household. First off, if there's a man in the household, then you have a man to look up to. So even if I'm teaching you certain things, you got a man who's gonna be like, and he's gonna say something to you. He's gonna show you how it goes. So you should be able to pick that up though. Still,
and not, but again, we.
But
like,
also,
just because you're doing all of that thing, all of those things, doesn't mean he's gonna turn out that way.
But also, the way that you turn out is not always a reflection of the way that you were raised.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
People are their own people. Like, there is a responsibility to the parents, because you have got to. Teacher tab and show them and tell them when they are wrong. You have to tell them.
Yeah.
You have to tell them. But also the responsibility is, Maya Angelou spoke this shit on Poetic Justice. The part of the responsibility also lies on the child, because you have the control over your own life. So you need to make it. You are making the decisions for your own life, and you have to be responsible for that. You are responsible for your decisions, not me. I've already instilled what I can.
You can,
but also,
I took you as far as I can take you.
I've said this before.
But a lot of times, like you.
Like I was saying, I said this before. I said it when we were talking about, like, when it came up with the whole thing about men not being emotionally intelligent, right? And how women, we are part of this too. Like, we raise these men, and not even just like mothers. I mean, as a community, right? You got cousins, aunts, you know, your friends, women that are in the community for these black men. Oftentimes, when these black boys. are coming up. We're saying things like, don't cry, I don't want to hear that. Don't want to talk about your, shut the fuck up. You know, you're talking about your feelings, it's too much. You're talking like a little girl, you're acting like a little girl, right? And then when these men get older and we're looking for them in relationships, that we are the same women who are like, why can't you just talk to me about how you feel? I just don't understand why you're so closed off and why you just can't tell me things. So, we are also doing, we're also part of the problem in that too, because we're pushing the negative stereotype, but then we're also being mad at you being that way.
But that's why, that's the whole thing we just said. I said this before. I know it's a hard thing. I'm not saying that's not hard, because at the end of the day, you just want to make your kid happy. But also, you gotta, I feel like you gotta teach lessons. And like you said, no matter what they do, the parents do, you still gonna turn out how you turn out, whatever you wanna do. Because you can come from a household, everybody in the household is not gonna, everybody in the same household is not gonna turn out the exact same way.
That's a fact. And they are, we all gonna have different experiences in the way we perceive the things happening in this house. Perceive,
So, but also, I ain't talking shit, but I still shout out to all black women. I got a hard job. But think about that. Like, that's a good, that was a good thing. I read it. It was good to hear. Like, but it's a thought, it's thought provoking, because it's like, think about some of the things you're doing with your kids that can cause problems in the future. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like okay. I don't even watch this show, but I was, my mom was watching it, and I was kind of, I was laying with her the other day, and it's Love is Blind. And the black guy on there, I was joking because I seen my sister, my mom watching.
Love is Blind is big,
bro. And one of the guys on there was saying it's Clay, and he was saying, he was talking, I saw when he, they ended up moving in together, right? They're engaged, him and the girl. And he's telling her like a bit, because he kept saying, like, I don't want to cheat. You know, they be saying everything, he just kept saying, but I don't want to cheat. Like, everything he could be doing, like, eating, ooh, these nuggets is good. I just don't want to cheat on you. like he just kept saying this, like, it's a recording. Like, they could just be walking apart, having a good conversation. He'd be like, yeah, I just don't want to cheat on you. And so he finally said, I'm laughing. I said the thing to Eric, I didn't get it. Because I don't watch the show. And Eric was like, that's him exactly. It was like somebody made like a little joke about it. So then I saw, he was telling her, like, and that's what I grew up in. All I ever seen was my dad cheat. He was like, this is, my mom.
So he had to psych himself out every time he
came. Right, he said, so that's why he's like that. Like, why he was always cheating. He said, right, I saw my dad cheat on my mom. And that really affected him. He said, I think his parents were together, I think, like 25 years, or I'm not sure. But he saw a lot of that in his childhood. He said his dad would even take him on like his infidelity trips when he was cheating on his mom when he was young. And he was saying he has never even to this day talked to his mom about that stuff, about going, and that make him. I was like, but also he's carrying some of their stuff.
National TV.
Put
your mom.
Wait, your mom
should whoop your ass.
He brought his mom to the reunion. Oh my God.
To tell her all, to put all her business.
Well, she had to have seen it by that point.
I'm just saying.
So, and he was saying then after his parents split, after they divorced, his dad, he'd never seen his dad in a relationship. He was always like with a bunch of women. And then then he went too far. He was like, you know, I've never seen anybody in like a real relationship with somebody like that's their faithful. He said, like, he started mentioning celebrities. I was like, you don't even know these fucking people.
Yeah, I think I don't know them motherfuckers.
Exactly. And to close it out, I want to end it with a beautiful black story. Terry Crews said that D-Wade approached him. He said he saw them. They asked if he ever, I think he was on Shay Shay, and he asked if he ever had a conversation with D-Wade and Gabb. And he said that it was somewhere at a game or something that D-Wade actually approached him and said, you know, like, I see it. Like, he came to him and said, you know, I see another black king in here, so I just wanted to come and speak. Which I feel like is super admirable and honorable. And then he asked if he could speak to them. He said he had a whole convo with them, and they were just very classy. And they accepted his apology, and they're like, you know, it's all good. But I think that's a stand-up man. For it to be have something publicly between you and my wife or whatever, you didn't kind of have her back. However it came out publicly, you know, from the, I think it's a, whatever it is.
I forgot what happened. I remember something happened.
And for
so long ago.
D-Wade to come up to him and be like that, kudos to this black man and to these two black men and these three black people for being able to piece it up and really show us.
Did he have his nails polished when he went up?
Does it matter? I love a classy black man with polished nails. That nail polish gave him the super strength to be extra classy. I think that's amazing. Kudos to this man.
Shout out to Black Love. And Black Peace. Black Peace. Shout out to Black Peace. All right, take us out. We out of here.
Y'all know what it is. Y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all here with us. We appreciate that.
NRG, we out.